They appeared without warning from beyond the edge of galactic space. A warrior race, called the Yuuzhan Vong, armed with surprise, treachery, and a bizarre organic technology that proved a match, too often more than a match, for the New Republic and its allies. Even the Jedi, under the leadership of Luke Skywalker, found themselves thrown on the defensive, deprived of their greatest strength. For somehow, inexplicably, the Yuuzhan Vong seemed to be utterly devoid of the Force. Despite an initial victory, the New Republic forces lost more than they won. Countless worlds were devastated, countless beings killed, among them the Wookiee Chewbacca, loyal friend and partner of Han Solo, and later Anakin Solo, Han and Leia's younger son. The only ray of light in the darkness was the birth of Luke and Mara's son, Ben Skywalker. The New Republic unraveled a little more with each setback. Even the Jedi began to splinter under the strain, especially as the Yuuzhan Vong turned their attention to hunting down Jedi in particular. The fall of the capital world of Coruscant and the capture of Jacen Solo sent hopes plummeting, and sent Jacen's twin sister Jaina spiraling downward into revenge and retribution. Scattered after the fall of Coruscant, the panic-stricken surviving members of the New Republic Advisory Council struggled to save themselves, pausing only long enough to set up what was intended to be a mock defense on the planet Borlias, an attempt to buy time that fooled no one, least of all the Jedi. Under the command of Wedge Antilles and Luke Skywalker, the Borlias defense succeeded against all odds, a victory, if a small one, at last for the New Republic. Meanwhile, the missing Jacen Solo was undergoing the education of a lifetime at the hands of Vergaer, a fascinating creature whose loyalties were a mystery and whose powers were beyond compare. In doing so, he discovered the key both to sabotaging the efforts of the enemy to reshape Coruscant into the image of their legendary homeworld, Yuuzhan Tarr, and to finding the Yuuzhan Vong in the Force. Now, at last, as the tattered New Republic works to build on its recent victory and readies itself to strike back at the Yuuzhan Vong, a changed Jacen is on his way home.